Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Technology.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Today was a very interesting meeting I had earlier, and it dawned on me to kind of share my thought with you all, because I want to hear what you think. And of course, you could email it to me at info@parallelograminstitute.com. So I am part of this organization where I help young ladies with English courses and leadership, entrepreneurship, you know, based in regular living style, social justice, social impact. Those different type of projects, you know, that the organization take on. And I was part of the meeting, and the young people were asking questions about the formation of the organization, what's the purpose of the organization, what are the processes of the organization, what are the principles behind the organization, because it's international, different countries have different versions of it. So, and, you know, I sat and listened, and I understood where the questions were coming from, because it's right to ask questions of the people running organization you want to be part of. I don't think it's okay to just take leaders' organization at their own word, especially if you're going to give them your time and if you're going to benefit from them. If it's going to be a mutual benefit of relationship, everybody got to be at the same understanding. You know, why an organization exists is to serve the community. But what does that mean? Because different people have different ideas how to serve a community. So the young people were not clear. So they asked. To see the response of that leader, I was blown to see that the questions were misplaced, misunderstood, because her response was felt that she was personally being attacked, which I thought that was very off, you know. So it prompted me to title this podcast, Do You Question Your Leaders? Can you question your leaders? Should you question your leaders? And what happened is whenever you don't understand and you do question them, and then you get that negative pushback, it's like, what do you do with that information? Is that somebody to continue to work with? Is that somebody should you continue to follow? You know, even if they, should you continue to follow, even if they do whatever. But I just thought it was interesting to see the response. And I normally don't step in and disagree with adults whenever young people are around, because I'm the one that I make it my business, me personally, depending upon myself, to not argue with adults when young people are around. It doesn't create a positive environment. So if I disagree with another adult, there are young people around, I usually yield just to keep peace and to squash whatever that's going on. So when the thing was getting heated, and I did this time say, no, I disagree. I think you misunderstand what's been said, but I was just dismissed. So I stopped talking to avoid adding more fuel to the fire. So I was just sharing my thought on that view. So what do you do? You know, that's a conversation I would like to invite somebody in my podcast to talk about one time. It's like, what do you do when, you know, people, when you ask your, not people, when you ask questions to your leaders, and then you get that you're here to create trouble, or you know, there's some other attention behind the questions, and there's somebody pushing you. It's all negative. It's like, what do you do with that? How do you reflect back on the response? And, you know, it's not personal, and but it still needs to be processed. You know, you still need to process, like, wow, what just happened? That's not how I envisioned it to go. You know, to expect a leader of an organization to respond that way, because people question, you know, it's just, it was just, it threw me off. You could still tell my voice and how I'm talking about this process, like, it threw me off. It was like, what? No, it's just people want to get an understanding to why I should participate in this organization. What's in it for you and what's in it for me? That's really what I hear for. But all of this other stuff, where are they coming from? It's just not right, you know? So anyway, teachers, you know, one great thing that we do so naturally is answer kids' questions. Even sometimes you get the same question 5-3 times, and you know, some people take a while to understand things. So we're just patient. And that's what I like about you all as educators. We come in with so many different skills that we do so naturally. We took those things for granted. That negotiating skills, we do so naturally. You know, being patient, some of us do so naturally. Being able to anticipate the different versions, we do that so naturally. You know, those are different things, like, why I love it. It's, you guys are so valuable. And yet you continue to learn new ways to fine-tune your art and your skills. That's why instruction get better, and that's why you look for areas to innovate. And I just think that's phenomenal. And that's why I value you so much, and I love you all so much. And on top of that, I would always remind you, when you step up in the classroom, remember that you are the leader. You are a leader, and you know, developing future leaders. And the good thing about that is you're going to teach them critical thinking skills, problem-solving skill. It's okay to ask questions when they don't understand, and continue to ask them until they do. You don't just take what's said at face value, you know, but accept the fact that they don't understand. Well, I'm just going to see. No, get clarity. But that's something you guys do so naturally. And another thing I would always remind you is just, like, you know, you have a platform to impact social change in that your classroom. Make sure you, every time you step in to do something, that you are impacting social change with the different things that you do and say and encouraged. I will talk with you guys tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to. Hopefully, what I share with you today will not only resonate with you, but also will help you on this journey as we share these strategies to help others escape their unnecessary agony. And if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know will need it. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I hope I can help you even further by sharing with you how to build our tribe of educators, and even sub-tribe that is built to last. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then be sure to look out for an opportunity to get a free PDF of tech integration do's and don'ts, which will be announced in one of our episodes. I want to help you apply these 3 secrets of technology integration to step into your role as a leader to help me end the endless suffering of classroom educators not feeling comfortable with technology or feeling overwhelmed and lost. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you in the trenches, my friend.